Next moment, a man had staggered out from behind a tall oak. For a moment, Harry didn't recognize him. Then he realized it was Mr. Crouch. He looked as though he had been traveling for days. The knees of his robes were ripped and bloody, his face scratched. He was unshaven and grey with exhaustion. His neat hair and moustache were both in need of a wash and a trim. His strange appearance, however, was nothing to the way he was behaving. Muttering and gesticulating, Mr. Crouch appeared to be talking to someone that he alone could see. He reminded Harry vividly of an old tramp he had seen once when out shopping with the Dursleys. That man, too, had been conversing wildly with thin air. Aunt Petunia had seized Dudley's hand and pulled him across the road to avoid him. Uncle Vernon had then treated the family to a long rant about what he would like to do with beggars and vagrants. "Wasn't he a judge?" said Crumb, staring at Mr. Crouch. "Isn't he with your ministry?" Harry nodded, hesitated for a moment, then walked slowly towards Mr. Crouch, who did not look at him, but continued to talk to a nearby tree.
"And when you've done that, Weatherby, send an owl to Dumbledore, confirming the number of Durmstrang students who will be attending the tournament. Karkaroff has just sent word there will be 12.
"Mr. Crouch," said Harry cautiously.
"And then send another owl to Madame Maxime, because she might want to up the number of students she's bringing. Now Karkaroff's made it a round dozen. Do that, Weatherby, will you? Will you? Will?"
Mr. Crouch's eyes were bulging. He stood staring at the tree, muttering soundlessly at it. Then he staggered sideways and fell to his knees.
"Mr. Crouch," Harry said loudly, "are you all right?"
Crouch's eyes were rolling in his head. Harry looked around at Crumb, who had followed him into the trees and was looking down at Crouch in alarm.
"What is wrong with him?"
"No idea," Harry muttered.
"Listen, you'd better go and get someone."
"Dumbledore!"
gasped Mr. Crouch. He reached out and seized a handful of Harry's robes, dragging him closer, though his eyes were staring over Harry's head.
"I need see Dumbledore!"
"Okay," said Harry. "If you get up, Mr. Crouch, we can go up to the—"
"I've done stupid thing,"
Mr. Crouch breathed. He looked utterly mad. His eyes were rolling and bulging, and a trickle of spittle was sliding down his chin. Every word he spoke seemed to cost him a terrible effort.
"Must tell Dumbledore."
"Get up, Mr. Crouch," said Harry loudly and clearly. "Get up! I'll take you to Dumbledore!" Mr. Crouch's eyes rolled forwards onto Harry.
"Who? You?"
he whispered. "I'm a student at the school," said Harry, looking around at Crumb for some help, but Crumb was hanging back, looking extremely nervous.
"You're not his,"
whispered Crouch, his mouth sagging.
"No,"
said Harry, without the faintest idea what Crouch was talking about.
"Dumbledore's."
"That's right," said Harry. Crouch was pulling him closer. Harry tried to loosen Crouch's grip on his robes, but it was too powerful.
"Warn Dumbledore."
"I'll get Dumbledore if you let go of me," said Harry. "Just let go, Mr. Crouch, and I'll get him."
"Thank you, Weatherby, and when you have done that, I would like a cup of tea. My wife and son will be arriving shortly. We are attending a concert tonight with Mr. and Mrs. Fudge."
Crouch was now talking fluently to a tree again, and seemed completely unaware that Harry was there, which surprised Harry so much he didn't notice that Crouch had released him.
"Yes, my son has recently gained 12 OWLs. Most satisfactory, yes, thank you, yes, very proud indeed. Now, if you could bring me that memo from the Andorran Minister for Magic, I think I will have time to draft a response."
"You stay here with him," Harry said to Crumb. "I'll get Dumbledore. I'll be quicker. I know where his office is."
"He is mad,"
said Crumb, doubtfully staring down at Crouch, who was still gabbling to the tree, apparently convinced it was Percy. "Just stay with him," said Harry, starting to get up. But his movement seemed to trigger another abrupt change in Mr. Crouch, who seized him hard around the knees and pulled Harry back to the ground.
"Don't leave me,"
he whispered, his eyes bulging again.
I escaped. Must warn, must tell, see Dumbledore. My fault, all my fault. Bertha, dead, all my fault. My son, my fault. Tell Dumbledore, Harry Potter, the Dark Lord, stronger, Harry Potter.
I'll get Dumbledore if you let me go, Mr. Crouch, said Harry. He looked furiously around at Crumb. Help me, will you?
Looking extremely apprehensive, Crumb moved forward and squatted down next to Mr. Crouch.
"Just keep him here," said Harry, pulling himself free of Mr. Crouch. "I'll be back with Dumbledore."
"Hurry, won't you?"
Crumb called after him, as Harry sprinted away from the forest and up through the dark grounds. They were deserted. Bagman, Cedric and Fleur had disappeared. Harry tore up the stone steps, through the oak front doors, and off up the marble staircase towards the second floor. 5 minutes later he was hurtling towards a stone gargoyle standing halfway along an empty corridor.
"Sherbet lemon," he panted at it.
This was the password to the hidden staircase to Dumbledore's office, or at least it had been 2 years ago. The password had evidently changed, however, for the stone gargoyle did not spring to life and jump aside, but stood frozen, glaring at Harry malevolently.
"Move!" Harry shouted at it. "Come on!"
But nothing at Hogwarts had ever moved just because he shouted at it. He knew it was no good. He looked up and down the dark corridor. Perhaps Dumbledore was in the staff room. He started running as fast as he could towards the staircase.
"Potter!"
Harry skidded to a halt and looked around. Snape had just emerged from the hidden staircase behind the stone gargoyle. The wall was sliding shut behind him, even as he beckoned Harry back towards him.
"What are you doing here, Potter?"
"I need to see Professor Dumbledore," said Harry, running back up the corridor and skidding to a standstill in front of Snape instead. "It's Mr. Crouch. He's just turned up. He's in the forest. He's asking—"
"What is this rubbish?" said Snape, his black eyes glittering. "What are you talking about?"
"Mr. Crouch!" Harry shouted. "From the Ministry! He's ill or something. He's in the forest. He wants to see Dumbledore. Just give me the password up to—"
"The headmaster is busy, Potter," said Snape, his thin mouth curling into an unpleasant smile.
"I've got to tell Dumbledore!" Harry yelled.
"Didn't you hear me, Potter?"
Harry could tell Snape was thoroughly enjoying himself, denying Harry the thing he wanted when he was so panicky.
"Look," said Harry angrily, "Crouch isn't right. He's out of his mind. He says he wants to warn—"
The stone wall behind Snape slid open. Dumbledore was standing there, wearing long green robes and a mildly curious expression.